Hey America, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We're brought to you by this great product right here. Love this product. Ageless multi-collagen. You're looking older, you're feeling older, joints hurt, hair is falling out. Yeah, all those things, signs of aging that we all hate, we all dread, and we go, what do we do? Well, you've lost major causes, loss of collagen. You've lost half of it by the time you're middle age. This product here from BioTrust takes the five types of collagen, blends it into one, and that crosses the blood-brain barrier. And that's what separates this product from the other collagen replacements that typically don't work. And in no time, you'll start to look younger and feel younger. And money-back guarantee, 60-day money-back guarantee. And you're coming at the right time, 53% off. All you got to do is go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. All right. We are really happy to report something here. I'm just thrilled to death. Now, tonight, I'm proud to again go back to John B. Wells' show, Caravan to Midnight. And let me give a little back history here. And George Norrie, if you hear this, I don't hold any grudges. Okay. I wish you luck. But John was on weekends. George, who was doing a fine job, he was the host during the week, the main host. John's numbers exceeded George's, and it led to friction. And then the owners of Coast decided, well, we got to play a little YouTube here with you, and we're going to tell John you got to tone it down and not tell the truth on so many things. And he go, I can't do that. So he knew his day was coming, and he started to quietly prepare for Caravan to Midnight. And so as it turned out, his numbers got so big they just said, we got to pull the plug. He's drawing too much attention, saying the wrong things, and our buddy George Soros won't like that. And I was livid. I had met John several years ago. We were in the green room for a radio show in New York. And we started talking as we were both going to go on the air. And we just developed this instant chemistry with each other and have been pretty much friends ever since. And get to know his wife really well. She's been a guest on my show. She's in South Africa, Brandi Wells. I'll tell you, she is phenomenal. She gave us a history of how South Africa fell into the loophole that it is today. And yeah, we're going through the same thing. And she's got a great book out there, and we'll put it in the description box. But I love the Wells. But anyway, what happened was when John got fired, I went on my website, and the two biggest articles in the history of my website were the two that I wrote about John. Now, I wrote about the ratings, and I said, here's George's ratings, and this should not be happening. They should be complimenting each other and leave John alone to do his thing. How about First Amendment? And then the firing was upheld, and John kicked off Caravan to Midnight instantly. And I thought there were some disparaging things said about John, and I was pissed. So I wrote a second article. And in the second article, I really let it fly. I wasn't inappropriate, but I let it fly. And lo and behold, I get a phone call from George Norrie. I don't know how he got my number. Oh, that's right. Intel is involved with Coast to Coast. How stupid. Of course, they could get my number. And we had a 40-minute conversation, and basically the sum total was that he wanted me to stop. And I said, no, and also Coast had banned me from coming on. Jim Mars tried to get me on with producers he knew, and they were all interested. The upper echelon says, that guy? No. No, he's a constitutionalist, a nationalist. We can't have that. And he's a Christian on top. So I was banned from coming on. And I thought, okay, it's just time to let it fly. So when George called me, he said, well, I'll get you on the show. And I said, George, I can't come on your show. I said, a month ago, I'd have welcomed the invitation. A week ago, yeah, but not now. I said, I've thrown in with John B. Wells, and I'm supporting him. In fact, I started to tell people, if you have that $6 a month at the time, Coast to Coast subscription, go over to Caravan to Midnight and join them instead. At least you know there you're going to get the truth with a popular talk show host who understands the issues of the day and will always tell you the truth. And John frequently says on the show, Dave Hodges is the man that built Caravan to Midnight. Well, no, I didn't. I helped him get it started by calling attention. But his great work with the support of Brenda, who does the behind the scenes work, that's what got that show going. And it's still on top. And I think it's probably the number one show in America. They get up to 4 million listeners a night during the week and 8 million on the weekends. So I'm going on tonight. John and I just have this bond, and we have the same cause. We're both Christian men. We believe in the Constitution. We believe people should be treated fairly and equally, and our elected leaders should serve us, not some agenda that controls them against us. And tonight we're going to talk about a lot. We're going to really dive into some things with North Carolina, and we kind of feed off each other. I know what I know, and I know John's going to have some surprises go, oh, I didn't know that. And so I think it's going to be a great show. Now that show's going to air, and you can just simply drop in. I'll put the name of the show up there in the thumbnail, but you just drop in. It's 7:30. My appearance starts at 7:30 Pacific time, 9:30 Central, and I'm on for 90 minutes. So it's a pretty long appearance. And my thanks also go out to Paul Preston. We did an impromptu talking on the phone last night at 11 p.m. And we started talking about things. He says, Dave, you got to come on. Okay, fine. What time do you want me on? 7 a.m. Pacific. So I went on his show for an hour or two. I've been a busy boy today. But listen, time is short. And anytime I can try to reach people that may not fully understand what's going on and try to show them the light of day and what they need to be doing, I'm not going to turn down a legitimate offer. I'm just lucky that, Paul's show is the number one digital show in America. And John B. Wells' show, I believe, is the number one radio show in America. And he's just phenomenal. And so, boy, talk about a blessed day and getting attention drawn to you. I'm humbled and I'm honored, and I'll be honored if you'll follow me there. And if you're not a follower of both Paul Preston and John B. Wells, you should, because they're my go-to guys where I want to learn, well, what's John saying about this? And I'll go listen. What's Paul saying about this? So please join us tonight, 7:30 Pacific to 9 p.m. Pacific. And we're going to hit a lot of things. And by the way, the weather wars attack on America is spreading. Yesterday, I covered three states. I think we're up to five now. And they're all red states, all red areas. Of course, if you're a coincidence theorist, you'll think nothing of it. If you want to help save America, join us, become part of the family. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks so much for joining us in this segment.